Before we get started, we just want to apologize in advance for the spotty sound quality on my end. Karen and I failed to recognize this problem while we were recording, and despite it sounding as if I'm in a bathroom, I'm really not. So hopefully you guys can still enjoy this episode that we've prepared for you despite that problem. Thank you for all your support, guys. Please keep on listening to Medcast. We've got some great content lined up for you in the coming weeks, so stick around to keep posted. Attending med school can be tough.
It is, as people describe it, one hell of a bullshit ride.
So how do we survive as medical students?
Med talks, med life, med crisis.
Hear it all on Medcast. Welcome everybody to another episode of Medcast. This is Ara.
And Karen.
This week, we will be talking all about gap years in relation to med school. Now, for those of you who don't know, Karen and I took up the same course, graduated at the same time. We took up sports science in UP Diliman, and I went straight to med school. On the contrary, Karen took a gap year.
I did. I took a gap year for 1 year lang naman.
Yeah. When was the time that you decided to take a gap year pala? I can't really remember.
Okay. It was the last sem of college. So at that time, we were studying, I think we were studying together-ish sometimes for the NMAT. I remember we would go to the library and study. Anyway, so I was reviewing for the NMAT. And since yung undergrad natin is sports science, it's like totally different from the topics. So, and math, diba? I mean, it had physics, math, English,
chemistry.
Was there English?
Yeah, no. There was. I think it was reading comprehension.
Yeah, but it's reading comprehension. This is stuff that we don't focus on in sports science at all. We don't tackle any of those things. So, it was quite challenging for me. And so, while I was reviewing for it, I remember feeling so discouraged because I was struggling and I was thinking, if NMAT palang nahihirapan nako, what more in med school? I mean, NMAT is just like the entry point of med school. So at that time, I already felt so discouraged and stupid, and I just didn't think I was capable of pursuing med school. And that was the time talaga na it hit me na, or it occurred to me that I don't think I want to pursue med school right away, and I want to take a gap year. And also, as a sports science student, I got into fitness, particularly weight training / strength training at that time. And I enjoyed it so much that I wanted to see if I would have a future in the fitness industry. So before kasi, I thought na I was really set for med. I thought that was the only path for me. But when strength training / powerlifting was introduced to me, I was like, hey, I want to try this out to see if I'll have a future in it. So there.
You and I actually took the NMAT at the same time.
Yes, the first time.
But then you took it again.
Yes. So the first time I took the NMAT was the last sem in UP. So that was October 2016.
2016, yeah.
Yes, that was the time you took it. And then I wasn't happy with my score because, like what I said earlier, I wasn't sure if I wanted to pursue med right after college. So I took it as a mock exam lang. I didn't study for it anymore. Or, well, I did, but not so much. Parang I was like, bahala na whatever score I get. I don't care. I'll treat this as a mock exam. And so, true enough, I didn't do so well. Like, it's not bad. It's not that bad, but it wasn't good either.
It wasn't the score you wanted.
But honestly, I wasn't aiming for any score because to begin with, I wasn't aiming for any score because med was like kind of out of the picture already. But yeah, but after taking a gap year, I realized I really wanted to go to med. So I took it, I retook it March 2018. So what I did was, just a backstory, I think med school applications start around like January, if I'm not mistaken, like December to January. That's when the schools post applications and then you can start giving it to them. And one of the requirements is the NMAT score, diba? Yeah. So fortunately, and since I took the March NMAT, what I had to do was, when I submitted my application, I submitted my old NMAT score first. And then I told them that I will be retaking the NMAT and to follow na lang yung March NMAT ko since... I mean, they accept naman kahit to follow siya. And luckily, they did naman and it was good. Yes, finally. It was good enough that I got into the second list. Since the first list, yun na yung mga okay yung NMAT. So, since to follow yung akin, nandun ako sa second list ng accepted applicants.
In comparison to you, what happened to me was I went straight to med school agad. And even though, yeah, nobody knows my NMAT score, FYI. You don't even know my
actually,
NMAT score, no?
Yes, I don't know. And I'm not the type to ask people what their score is unless you tell me. No.
My siblings don't even know my NMAT score. But this is just my thing. I just really, it's not that I'm not confident with my scores in general, like in exams and all that. I just never reveal it talaga to anyone. Mm. So it's only me and my parents who know my NMAT score. But anyway, I did want to take it again because I wasn't that satisfied with it also. But I had this internal pressure kasi tatlo kami magkakapatid. My sister was already taking up law. My brother was already in med school. And parang ako na lang yung nahuhuli. Parang ako na lang yung hinihintay.
Yeah.
So there was this pressure from my parents to just do it immediately and not even, you know, consider other options anymore because yun naman yung path na pupuntahan mo, so might as well get a head start na on it, or like might as well not delay it anymore. But the thing about you though is that yun nga, you took a gap year. Other than you being interested in the fitness industry, what was the reason why you just decided to take a gap year, and like what was the process in deciding it? Did your parents have like any reservations about you taking a gap year, or what was that experience like?
Honestly, my parents didn't really have a say on it. It was mostly an internal struggle. It was something that I thought about for a while and something that I discussed with Did I discuss it with you?
With I don't think you discussed it with
yeah,
me
I don't think
in
so.
Detail or like in depth. Yeah.
Yeah, I probably just said it in passing, or whenever I'd complain while studying, I probably said, "Oh, ayoko na mag med school." Maybe something like that, but I didn't go in detail, no. So yeah, it was more of an internal struggle, and maybe it took So I was studying September, October, November, December. Okay, I remember I was decided come January that I'll be taking a gap year because that was the time people were starting to submit applications and I wasn't doing anything about it. So it was around 5 months of thinking about it and accepting that I will be taking a gap year. And I remember I posted on my Finsta. I posted like a preview of my grad pic, and then I wrote like a drama caption saying something like what was it again? That I was feeling sad that I wasn't going straight to med school anymore, and it's sad because for the longest time I've been so excited about going into med school. Like, I couldn't wait to go into med school. Like, I wanted to finish my pre-med right away just so, you know, I could go straight to med school. And when that time finally arrived, when it was already there, like, right in front of me, I backed out. And I was sad because I was disappointed because I'm a quitter. I was scared.
But you wanting to go to med school, that's been set in your mind for, like, when did you decide in yourself that you really wanted to go
okay.
to med?
When I was fourth year high school, it was already there, like, the idea, but I wasn't dead set on the idea of really going into med school, but I was considering. That's why when I was filling up my college application forms, you'd see, like, in some schools, I would apply for, like, a science course. For the other schools, it would be, like, some math or business course. So I was really a confused fourth-year high school student. But, okay, just a little something about me. Sports science wasn't actually my first course. So I actually took up PT, physical therapy, first. That was my first course, and I took it in USD. And I remember when I was a freshie in USD, I'm sure I was already dead set on taking up med, because I would see, like, med students in the building, and I'd be like, wow, I wish I was them already. So I, hindi naman ako yung tipong since birth na gusto na maging doctor, because actually, if ever, I would be the first doctor in the family. Unlike you, your dad is a doctor, your brothers.
My brother just graduated,
Yun. So there's more influence on your part. Whereas, ako, it was mostly me. So my parents didn't really have a say on it. And I wouldn't say they influenced me to go into med school, because they didn't force it on me din naman. So it was the internal struggle.
Okay, so let's talk about this gap year that you took. You said that you were interested in the fitness industry. So, like, tell us about the whole experience. Like, what were you doing? Where were you?
Okay, where was I? So, during my gap year?
What was I during your gap year.
Okay. Okay. After graduation, I remember I took 1 year. One month off. And then I just kind of bummed around, or I traveled. And then because our graduation was June. So, in July, I just traveled-ish. And then come August, it was a really hard time for me, because most of my friends, Ara included, were already going into med school. As in, my circle of friends were already going into med school, and I was, like, the only one, well, apart from Vinel, who wasn't going into med school. And then everyone had something going on for them, and actually even Vinel, she was starting to apply for a job already.
And Vinel's one of our friends in our circle of friends.
Yes, just so you know, hi Vinel.
If hi, you're Vinel, listening. If you're listening.
So, she was starting to apply for a job as well. And then here I was, just moping around the house. Like, I didn't have a plan. And here's the thing. Even with job applications, I wasn't even confident enough to apply for a job.
Yeah, you know, that's one of the hardest things, fresh grad ka. Tapos, diba, like, most jobs will require you, like, some sort of experience man lang.
Yes.
And you don't know what to put in that field, or you don't know what to tell your employers. Kasi fresh grad ka pang lang. So
exactly.
You feel very incompetent about yourself in taking on the job. Anyway. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I feel like my resume wasn't competent enough. And even though we did some internship during our college days, I feel like that wasn't, you know.
It really wasn't enough.
It wasn't enough at all. And so I felt like when I was applying for jobs, I was just, you know, faking it till I make it, because I knew deep down I didn't know much, diba? And it really takes a lot of confidence and self-esteem to just go and apply for a job. And at that time, I didn't have any of those. Like, even though I was doing well in school, in college, I still didn't have that confidence that I'd be successful in job hunting. So anyway, I went through the process of job hunting. And then I applied for Anytime Fitness, for some cycling studios, lol. I just really tried everything. Pakapala na lang ng mukha, or, you know, whoever contacts me. And then I ended up I ended up being employed in an all-women fitness center. And let me tell you, it was the best. It was the best thing that happened to me that year. You know, after months of being in a slump and didn't know what to do, feeling worthless because I was like the only one who wasn't doing anything while most of my friends were going into med school. You know, I found something that boosted my self-esteem. So there, like, I was a fitness coach, and it was more
how
than
did it take you though? If we graduated June, how long were you in that slump?
I would say, since graduation.
Yeah.
I'd say 1.5 months. Because, okay, even before graduation, we were kind of like idle already, remember? Because
yeah.
we were just mm-hmm. waiting for the grades to come out. So even yeah. before, because graduation was like third or fourth week of June. Mm-hmm. So even before that, I was already idle and feeling like I was in a slump because I wasn't doing anything. I was just waiting for the grades and I didn't have anything else in mind. So yeah, it took, I'd say maybe two months of feeling that way. And ayun, with what I did in that one year of gap year, it's really more than just coaching and helping people, because this is gonna sound so cheesy, but you know, I found myself during that one year and it really boosted my self-confidence, because as a coach you have to be an extrovert and mm-hmm. you have to learn how to talk to clients or members, and you have to be that person who motivates them. And how are you gonna motivate or be a positive force to someone if you yourself isn't positive, diba? Sometimes it's hard right. to fake it till you make it, so you have to really force yourself to be that light. Wow, light to others.
Yeah, to embody it talaga.
Exactly. And with the place that I worked for, kasi we also had to do sales. So, you know how sales and marketing work.
Because your gym is a commercial gym, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, it is a commercial gym. Yeah. And it was a small gym.
Commercial gyms, yeah, I think most commercial gyms talaga require some training for their personal trainers, for their coaches. And dun talaga yung sales training,
yes.
if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, especially since we were a small gym lang. We had to do everything. So even down to the sales and marketing. And of course, to be able to do that, you have to be good with people. And like what I said, I wasn't, you know, a confident person back then. I had a low self-esteem. I had, you know, I just wasn't confident. And because of what I did during that gap year, it really forced me to come out of my shell. Because, I mean, I had to do it for a living. If yeah, I didn't force myself to come out of my shell, then wala akong mararating. And I realized that, you know, I found my strengths. I realized, oh, okay, I'm good at this pala. I can do this. The things that I was afraid of doing, like public speaking, I was able to do because I was forced to do it. So, yeah, that's one of the things that I learned during my gap year.
You know, now that you're speaking about like being outspoken, being more of an extrovert, I remember like when you worked for this gym that you had to do a flash mob.
Yes,
I remember that so well.
Did I invite you to join the flash mob?
I think you did, but I think I had exams that time.
Just
to speak of like the magnitude of how extroverted coaches or personal trainers need to be in the fitness industry. It's not all just equipping yourself with knowledge about training, about exercise. It has a lot to do with like personal relations.
It does.
Yeah.
I mean, and for you to be able to get clients, you have to be good with people because you need people to like you.
right.
Who will get you if they don't like you?
And I like how you mentioned na as cliche as it sounds, nga, that you found yourself. Because I haven't met a person who's taken a gap year and regretted it. I mean,
really?
As far as my experiences go, ha, wala pa akong nakikilala, wala pa akong nakausap na they talk about taking their gap years in such a negative manner. They always say na, regardless if they traveled, if they worked, if they really just took time for themselves to figure out where they want to go, it was a good experience kasi I was able to distinguish and really identify kung ano ba talagang gusto ko for myself. Again, that sounds super cheesy, pero you having experienced it, it seems that it's really real.
Yeah, actually, now that you mention it, I don't think I've heard anyone say that they regret taking a gap year. Okay, like for me, I don't regret it because, okay, just one of the benefits or let's say pros of taking a gap year is one, I took a break from school, from studying.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't the most studious back in college, but you know, sometimes you just wanna take a break from all the lectures, you know, the student life. You just want to experience being an adult. And I feel like kasi if I didn't, or okay, if let's say I don't want to make sports science an example because I wouldn't say it's a demanding course per se. I mean, you would agree, right? But let's see if you were...
See, okay.
Okay. Anyway.
Okay.
Let's say, okay.
Continue.
Can you like, can you give me a course that you'd say is really, really demanding? I don't know. I don't want to stereotype courses, though. Anyway, let's maybe, just say course X.
Oh, course X na lang.
Okay, let's say course X is a really, really toxic course. And imagine if after graduating from course X, you go straight into med school, which demands like more from you and is clearly more toxic. Kawawa ka naman if you don't take a break. I mean, you'd be more prone to being burnout. Yeah. So I think that's...
No, it's just interesting that you mentioned it kasi, okay, fine. Let's just say what we're both thinking here. Our course really wasn't as demanding. Like, say, for instance, I hate to put another course on the spot, pero say, for instance, compare mo to bio or engineering or, you know, MBB, for instance. Wala talagang laban yung course.
Yeah, like, we don't wanna put the stereotype out there. We're just saying it's less demanding, okay?
I guess kasi, in a way, exercise principles are not that hard to digest if you're immersed in exercise in.
Right.
So, and our course is more...
practical
and theoretical, I guess. So yeah, it's not as demanding as you would expect. So me having gone straight to med, it was actually a good thing for me to experience kasi natuwa ako sa toxicity. if I'm being completely honest,
you're finally being challenged.
Yeah. Okay, fine. But in a sense, yes. Pero yun nga. But I remember making this comparison because we have a course in our college, which is anatomy and physiology. Mm-hmm. And I remember part one of that course required us to study the skeletal, the muscular, and the nervous system for part one. And then all the other systems came in part two. And I remember when I was in first year med, yung buong course na yun was only discussed in the classroom for, I think, 2 weeks. So, isang buong sem compared to 2 weeks. So, natuwa lang ako kasi parang, shit. Parang, this is a completely different experience. So, in that regard, natuwa ako. But, oh, naman, tama naman. If you really came from a very stressful course, a very demanding course, then it would be really nice if you gave yourself a breather, a gap year. And Okay, since we're already talking about, in the sense, pros and cons of taking gap years, na yun nga, if you're taking it immediately, then you're more prone to burnout. If ever, let's say for instance, you came from a very demanding course, what do you think are the other pros and cons that come with taking a gap year?
Yeah, so with burnout naman, well, this one, I kind of experienced yung con of, did I experience? Yeah, I think I did. Cons of taking a gap year, which is like losing my groove. To explain it further, parang nawala ka na sa mindset mo na student ka pala ulit. Since I worked for 1 year, parang I was an adult for that 1 year and I didn't really have to study for anything except for whatever material they gave me for work, but that's about it. I mean, I wasn't really a student. So when I started med school, I was like, oh yeah, this is what it feels like to be a student again. Parang it was hard to, oh wait, I remember it started when I was studying for my second take of the NMAT. And so that was the first time I was studying again, diba, after less than a year of just working. And I took like a review class for it, and I forgot how it feels like to be a student, and it was hard getting in the zone of studying. And I just lost that focus already. It's like I couldn't get it back, or I just had to find it again, how it is to be a student. So yeah, that's just one of the cons of taking a gap year. You just have to find how yourself and how it feels like to be a student. But what I like about it though, with taking a gap year, is I got to do what I like, you know, which is coaching. I finally got to see if my future baho sa fitness industry, but wala pala.
No, I think you're downplaying it, man.
No, because
I think you're downplaying it.
Okay, I'm gonna be honest and say that for a time I wanted to be a fitness influencer. That's why I made my IG account. I wanted to be a fitness influencer. But, you know, I didn't really think I could achieve it. But some parts of it naman, I would say in my own way, I was able to achieve it. And, you know, I was able to practice what I was able to do back in college. Yeah. I was able to apply it, unlike you. Joke lang.
No, that actually makes me very interested now you mentioned it. Because right now, even when I'm working out, I have difficulty practicing the principles I learned back in college. Like, I remember having a conversation with you about this, na nahihirapan ako to internalize or to recall or to even apply the things I learned back in college to training, to my personal training. And it's as if pag nagkonsult ako, say for instance, sayo or some other friends in the industry who are already successful coaches in that short amount of time, what, 3 to 4 years, I feel really incompetent na parang graduate ba talaga ako ng sports science kasi hindi ko siya na-apply the way you were able to. So at this point, or rather at any given point, since after graduation, I was really only able to apply it to myself. And, you know, it's very difficult to assess yourself compared to when you, you know, impose a program on someone and see their progress from time to time. Mahirap kasi monitor yung sarili mong progress.
That's true. Yeah.
It's very difficult. Like, so for instance, if you're monitoring weight loss, it's very difficult to feel it within yourself. Maliban na yung stepping on the scale, you know, comparing body fat measurements, etc. That's different. But to see it within yourself, yung growth, yung progress, it's very difficult. So, ayun, for me, you're kind of you're very lucky that you were able to apply the principles that we learned back in college agad-agad. Kasi for me, parang ngayon, it's taking such a long time. I apply it every now and then. Like, I always look for friends or for classmates who would be interested in joining a fitness program with me or for me to train them. I always ask and look for those opportunities, but I never fully get to experience it as a coach,
right,
employed in a gym or like employed in a certain company or service that is really focused on fitness.
Whenever your classmates ask you about fitness tips, what do you normally say?
When it comes to specifics already, like, kasi very typical naman dyan.
Weight
First
loss.
Off, what I ask, yeah, what I ask is, what's your goal?
Right.
And they always say weight loss. So, it's kind of, parang nakasi tayo eh. Parang naka flow chart.
That's true.
Parang, what's your goal? Is it strength? Is it weight loss? Is it building flexibility, etc.? So, depending on what the goal is, dun tayo mag-traverse. Pero, since most of the people I ask, they always seek for weight loss. So, ayun, very typical responses na yung binibigay ko. Kung ano yung kilala, not so much so popular, like the things you see on the internet, because we've proven, you know, that everything we see on the internet about fitness isn't really related to the things we've learned when it comes to talking about principles of exercise. Pero kung ano yung tinuro sa atin, na parang kung weight loss, ito yung gawin mo. Kung for flexibility, ito gawin mo. For strength training, ito gawin mo. So I would say that I give them the periphery of of whatever program it is that they're seeking for. But whenever it comes to specifics, like, for instance, I talked to you about this kanina lang, na if it's a certain muscle group you're targeting, or if it's you've encountered a certain injury, dun ako nahihirapan, and that's when I need to consult someone else already, like you, for instance, or another friend or another colleague. Dun ako nahihirapan ihimay siya. Kasi wala na yun sa ano ko eh. Wala na sa memory ko.
Siyempre, you're more focused on other things now. I mean, with med stuff.
If we're talking about like disease prevention, injury prevention, medyo kaya ko pa. Pero I'm not specialized in certain things like explaining, targeting certain muscle groups, etc. Although we've talked about this, that there is no such thing as spot reduction. Yun, dun ako nahihirapan to explain the concept. And for you, you're very lucky that you were able to experience it again and apply it head on to clients din mismo.
Yeah, since since hindi ka naman nag-gap year after college, you were surrounded by students lang. And unlike me, I had to deal with different people na agad, and especially adults, since yung target market kasi ng company or yung gym namin or the working class or the BPO people. So what I liked about that also is I got to experience a taste of like the adulting life, you know, dealing with adults, trying to close a deal with them since I'm doing sales. And then also, more importantly, I got to earn money. Yay! I think that's the best part of adulting and taking a gap year if you do decide to work during gap year, since some people, I mean, they really just opt to travel or, you know, just take a rest. But then since I opted to work, the best part about it is I get money, and I like it because back in college, yung allowance ko, it was really tight. It was just enough for, you know, the day. I wasn't able to eat out that much. You know, back in college, I wasn't even able to samgyup because I couldn't afford it.
But I remember when you took your gap year along with Vinel, you guys would often eat outside.
Yes.
And me, as the student that I was and still am, I can't join you guys because other than the tight schedule, I don't have the money for it. And you guys often eat in where? Makati and Poblacion.
Ayun, you didn't have a year of freedom also.
Yeah.
We did. And we were also able to enjoy what we were earning. So like what I did, I was able to save up money. And last year, I actually used that, I used that money to travel to Japan. So even if I was already a med student last year, I still had some money that I could spend for travel. So, you know, little thing. Well, it's not really a little thing, but things like that, you know, it's one of the best things about taking a gap year.
See, when you were planning this Japan trip, I didn't even have a say in it because I couldn't join you guys because I don't have pera.
Yeah, dude, I don't think I even invited you because I don't
think you invited me naman, grabe naman.
Because, you know, unlike Vinel and I, we were able to work and save up for it. While you're just relying on allowance.
You know, I never had to work ever. In the entire existence of my life, I've never worked. And I feel kind
You've done freelance, though.
I've done freelance, yes. But, you know, it was kind of like a hobby. In a sense, parang I was able to do what I loved and still at the same time earn from it. I actually wrote for a publication before when I was, when was that, 2015, I think. So
she also has articles on candy. Plug, plug, plug. Like
that's the publication. I was able to work as a correspondent for candy for a year, and I was able to attend events and write articles and earn from it. And it was a good experience, yes, but I wouldn't say that it equates to having a job, an actual job, a full-time job, which you had. Kaya, you mentioned having a taste of adulting life. See, at this point, we're already adults. Like, we're both adults. But I feel like I'm still not an adult in the sense that I still have to rely on my parents for a lot of things. And you were able to experience life outside med school, like what it's really like out there. Not so much so in the field of medicine, pero you worked, that was a job that you had. You had a job and you spent for your own needs. Siguro not primary needs, not so much so like for food.
Of course, I was still dependent on my mom.
Yeah, in some ways you were still dependent. Pero andun ka na, I don't think you were receiving allowance at the time you were working.
Yeah, I wasn't.
I never had that opportunity to depend on myself and to spend or to make decisions for myself out of my own earnings. Kasi, you know, ever since I was born, I've depended on my parents talaga. Like, I've never had to work. Yung money na nakuha ko from, yung earnings na nakuha ko from candy, you know, that wasn't spent on primary needs or basic needs. Those were just, like, put into savings. So,
but see, the advantage of going straight to med school naman is, I mean, it saves time. And like now, Ara is 1 year ahead of me. So Ara's incoming clerk while I'm a third year student. So minsan, admittedly, nakakainggit to see my friends, you know, a bit, ano ba, a bit higher. What's a better term? To see ahead. Them ahead, yes. To see them more ahead of me. And you know, they're almost done with med school. I mean, it's just 1 year, but if you think of it, sometimes 1 year is long, and patapos na sila basically, and I'm here struggling still, and they have more knowledge than what I have. So, well, it's an advantage because I can ask them for, you know, help. But yeah, nakakaingit lang.
I think I'm an optimist for saying this. Pero kasi, siguro, kasi wala ako sa position mo. Pero, we're all gonna become doctors soon. You know? So, I remember like my brother had this classmate who was already 50 something years old. Like they were first year and he had a classmate that was quote unquote an oldie. And as he found out, this oldie apparently was my dad's batchmate when my dad took up medicine. And, you know, I hear a lot of stories about older people, say in the 40s to 50s age range, taking up medicine in their age, in that, you know, in that age, that old age of 40 or 50. I don't know. What's your opinion on that? Because for me, cliche as it sounds, it's really inspiring. If you think about it, maybe at that particular time when they entered medicine, or yung typical time, yung usual time. Like for us, it's the age of what, your mid-20s?
Yeah.
Of entering medicine. That's like the...
Actually, early 20s.
Yeah, early 20s where it's the prime spot, the prime age for you to become a doctor. Because it takes a long while before you become a real doctor.
Yeah.
You know, you have to go through post-grad internship and then residency. Fellowship, etc. So it takes such a long time. And for these people in their age to still pursue medicine as if it were just a new hobby or, you know, just something that they already have time for, inuna muna nila yung other things, other priorities in life. For me, that's pretty commendable. What do you think about that?
Same. Like, I commend people who decide to go into med school even after like 5 or 10 years after graduating, because you know that's really, I mean, it's really admirable na they have the courage there. Because ako nga, a fresh grad back in college, I was already scared to enter medicine, while them 50 years older, you know, whatever, 10 years after graduation, and they still have the courage to enter, knowing, I mean, even though they're uncertain if kaya pa nila. Because, I mean, it's true naman that over the years, you know, you're not as sharp. Yeah, you're not as sharp as before. So, I mean, they could be smart, but they're not in their prime anymore, yon. They're not in their prime anymore. So, they won't be able to absorb that quickly anymore. And also yung courage nila to they're not embarrassed na even though they're quote unquote old and yung batchmates nila puro bata, you know, hindi sila nahihiya with that kind of setup. And it's really commendable. I wish I had their courage, or maybe it took them that long din to, you know, gather the courage to enter med school. Or maybe they just wanted to pursue other things also, and once they realize that they've already achieved that certain dream of theirs, now they want to pursue their other dream, you know, sana all.
And since you mentioned that, on top of their, you know, they're not at their prime anymore, they have, some of these people, some of these individuals already have families. They already have kids. They already have grandkids, you know. They have people to support. And the fact that it's no lie. Medicine is a very demanding course. And yung mga classmates ko nga lang na nabubuntis, yung may asawa nun, syempre.
Yeah, actually.
Yung nagbubuntis pa lang, for you to be almost a senior citizen already and you're still pursuing medicine, that's really sobrang na-inspire ako. Because I have classmates as old as, I think, 45 in my batch, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, seeing them in med uniforms, natuwa. It's like they're just blending along with everyone else. And you can't really... Yeah, there is no discrimination their age or their capabilities. Because just the same as you, they're trying to become a doctor.
I have a friend, actually, a really good friend who's a mom already. and she's still pursuing medicine. So it's amazing because, okay, with us, with people who don't have apart from our parents, we don't have families or kids to attend to. So compared to them, wala talaga tayong responsibility. Our responsibility is solely, you know, ACADS. Whereas for them, they have other responsibilities such as taking care of their kids or whatsoever. And mind you, this friend of mine, she lives all the way in the south. And every day, she commutes or she takes a bus from Parañaque to QC. My QC. School is in QC. Every day, because she doesn't want to stay in a condo because she wants to be with her baby. Like, you see that dedication? And she's still surviving. Yeah. So sometimes when I feel like giving up because I feel like hindi ko na kaya or I feel like there's so much load, I look at her and I'm like, this bitch is like breastfeeding a child when she gets home. Like, if she can do it, I can do it too.
Let's shift the conversation to actually taking a leave of absence when you're already in med school. Do you know of people, do you have batchmates who have taken LOAS?
Yeah. Okay. There are many reasons why people take LOAS. So, well, others, they feel like, especially yung mga napilitan lang. Oh, I don't want to generalize yung mga people na nagloloa, but you know, some people who were just forced to go into med school, after 1 year, they quit because, syempre, it's not their passion and they don't see themselves doing it for the long run. And wait, what point was I getting at? Anyway, so nagloloa sila and it's amazing to see them doing other things now. Like, I'm like, good for them, you know, because some people, they don't even have the courage to, like, especially yung mga napipilitan ng parents, they don't have the courage to speak up to their parents and say, like, hey, I don't like what I'm doing. And then they just go through the whole 4 years of just torturing themselves. Whereas for other people, they're brave enough to, like, LOA and actually pursue or explore the things they want to do. Like, I have this blockmate, well, former blockmate. I think after the first sem, she took an LOA. And then I see her post. She's a pilot now. Like, do you see how amazing that is? Like, I'm so jealous, actually. Like, I want to be a pilot too.
I feel like most of the people who do leave of absences either are not really set in taking up medicine or it's a financial issue. Mm-hmm. And it's such a shame, you know, that medicine is such, it's a privilege. It's such a privilege.
And because, an investment.
Right. No doubt our tuition fees are like skyrocketing through the air. And I have this one friend who really took time off to get a job, to earn enough so that she can provide for herself during med school. And I remember a different friend of mine, like, it was, kasi we were in first year at that time. Tapos, she was crying outside the classroom before class. And yun, in your example, she comes from a family of doctors. And long story short, napipilitan lang siya to take up medicine because she's not really set on it. It's not what she wants and she wants to pursue something different. Regardless of what that is, she knows in herself that it's not medicine. And I think dun pumapasok yung thought na taking up medicine, this course, this is just for me. This is just my personal opinion on it. But it's not a time for you. Like, once you're already there, it's not a time for you to find yourself. Kasi it's gonna take up so much of your time, of your energy, of who you are as a person. It's gonna take up a lot. And if you're not set on, or hindi ka pa ganun ka decidido in taking it, if you're not that, if you're not that firm on your decision on becoming a doctor, if napipilitan ka lang from family or maybe it's peer pressure, because a lot of us, like especially in our generation, a lot of us are going into medicine. I think it's not a safe decision for you to pursue it agad just because you can or just because you're doing it out of pressure. I think what you did, taking a gap year, would be the healthiest decision if ganun pa yung state mo, if hindi ka pa ganun ka-decided. Because if you're the type of person to just go with the flow and, you know, just say to yourself na, ah, I'm just gonna figure it out when I'm already there, it's a difficult thing. Kasi paano ka gaganahan mag-aral? Paano ka mamomotivate to continue? It's a very difficult course. It's a very demanding course. So if you're not that set on it, then it's going to be very difficult.
Right. So let's say, what if you're 50-50 about going into med school? Would you recommend taking a gap year? Or let's say you would recommend them to try out like just 1 year to see if it'll work out?
I still say take a gap year. And if ever, man, take a job or pursue something that is close to the field of medicine. Kasi yun yung na-recognize ko na pattern with some people. They enter jobs, like, especially when it comes to med techs. So they try to take a gap year and get a job first, get some exposure. And then once they're already decided that they want to take up medicine, at least under the experience, you know, they actually work in the hospitals already.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that experience, that exposure you get from working in hospitals, or at least having that experience related to medicine, may it be like if you're volunteering across the globe, you know, in medical missions, in outreach programs, etc., that exposure can very much affect your motivations in continuing medicine.
So you wouldn't recommend, like, let's say, take first year and then take an LOA? Because that happens a lot.
It does happen a lot, but personally, this is just me. I really wouldn't. Siguro if, kasi ang hirap being the person to see someone who is undecided. Kasi iba yung gusto mo talagang maging doctor. And nawawalan ka lang ng motivation kasi ang hirap talaga ng course. It's a different story when you don't want to become a doctor or you're not really decided on it and nahihirapan ka rin with the course. You get what I'm saying? I just think it would be much better if papasok ka nang decided ka talaga. Kasi your decision can change if ever you decide to take an LOA. I wouldn't say that it's wasted time because that's still your, I don't know, passion.
You still gain something.
Yeah. That's still experience in and of itself. Pero, ayun, I think just to save yourself money and energy and unnecessary stress, you really have to go into it decided on becoming a doctor.
Yeah, and sometimes if you're not 100% about it, your grades are affected, didn't it? And then sometimes you end up failing and then you end up repeating or whatsoever.
Lalo na in this time, because a lot of people are having apprehensions on continuing their studies because of COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, for instance, in my case, I'm an incoming clerk. And from what I've heard from clerks, majority of what you learn in med school comes from your exposure in hospitals. And since we don't have that, we don't have face-to-face duties right now. It's mostly just virtual learning. So, nasan dun yung learning? I mean,
right.
What's the comparison with first to third year with clerkship, you know? And ayun, I'm sure you have batchmates also who are considering taking an LOA because of this whole situation.
I think I've mentioned it in the last episode. I'm not sure. But, you know, doing clerkship online just defeats the whole purpose of clerkship itself. Because where is the experience? So you know, if I were in your position, I'd probably consider taking an LOA also for this year. But actually, I've kind of considered taking an LOA as an incoming third year because of financial issues. Because, I mean, I'm not gonna lie, we're kind of affected with this whole COVID thing. And one of yung sources kasi namin ng income is like a business, and the business isn't like doing well since people aren't allowed to go out. And, you know, there's just so many things. I mean, and med school is such an expensive thing, and sometimes you just need to prioritize other things. And anyway, if you think about it, you're not gonna get quality education with online learning. So taking an LOA during this time, the COVID, isn't such a bad thing.
Plus, you know, our mental health is at risk with this whole setup. Because it's very difficult to go through this process on your own. I mean, even though you're in a classroom, a virtual classroom, you're still having to study. You're not getting that time, that breather, in a sense, with your friends or any other outlets, if it's like working out or doing other hobbies. You're not getting that opportunity because, we're all stuck in our homes. And I've mentioned this to you, it's not really the most conducive learning experience, given that there really is not that much pressure on you if you're not in a classroom, if you're not face-to-face with the prof. And I think it's just, it's not such a bad thing. I mean, if any of our listeners would be considering a leave of absence during this time, honestly, go for it. Because if you really want to ensure quality in your learning, then this much I can say, being the person who has gone through it, kahit na ba very half-baked yung nangyaring online learning experience for me, but it will really compromise the things that you learn compared to if you're learning it from the hospitals or the classrooms.
Yeah. Like so what you said kanina with mental health, it made me think, now, oo nga no, remember back in, you know, when we still had actual face-to-face classes, and dami nating outlets for stress. Yeah. You know, whenever we feel like breaking down, we hang out with our friends or, you know, exercise whatsoever. And now, sobrang limited ng outlet natin. And I would say it's more prone to burnout talaga if you don't find the proper outlet for stress. And, you know, med school is such a high stress environment. And that's why taking an LOA right now really isn't a bad thing, especially if your mental health is quite unstable right now.
I guess just to sum it up, you know, whether or not you decide to take a gap year, I think it's just important that you keep a goal in mind, regardless if it's deciding to finish medicine, to become a doctor, or if it's something else. It's just important for you to bear in mind what that goal is, and throughout the process, be mindful of that goal. Because I think that taking these gap years, they have the power to actually alter our decisions. Like, you could very much easily change your course or the path that you want to take in taking a gap year, because there are a lot of factors, a lot of things that you're exposed to. And I think it's just important, like, if your goal is to really become a doctor, try to find outlets, try to find ways to incorporate that in your gap year. And if ever the goal of becoming a doctor becomes too far-fetched, then reassess yourself and try to figure out which really works best for you. Regardless naman if it's you know, you're still pursuing a career in medicine, in the field of medicine or not, it's just healthier for everybody to open themselves up to different opportunities, to explore new things, and yun nga, just keep a goal in mind, set it in yourself, and be mindful of where you're going throughout the process of whatever it is that you're going through.
And I just want to share with like the whole goal setting thing. I think one of the worries of people when taking a gap year is, especially when they think they're super stable now with whatever job they found during that gap year, they're worried that they won't pursue medicine anymore. And in my case, kasi, what I was thinking was, I said to myself, okay, if I end up really loving my job and I decide that I don't want to go into med school anymore, then it's fine. I mean, you know, it is what it is. If it's meant to be, then it will be. Yeah. And well, fortunately, when med school applications nung 2018, when it was the time na for med school applications, it so happens that, you know, I still wanted to pursue medicine. And it's also for those people nga who are like iffy about it, who are 50-50, I think gap years will help them resolve whatever issue they have, or yun naman issue. Parang if they're iffy about it, I think that's the time to really think whether they like it or not. Because that 1 year will make you think about it eh, if ayaw mo na or kung gusto mo pa. So, like, right. With me, I realized even after 1 year of working, I still wanted to pursue medicine. Yay!
One of the friends I talked to when I was preparing for our conversation ngayon said na a minor setback can be a preparation for a major progress forward. Ooh. So, deep, diba? Pero, you know, it really makes sense because you acquire a lot of kumbaga, life skills when you're taking that gap year, because you're taking your time, either regardless if it's a job or if you're traveling or pursuing a certain passion. Yeah, you're acquiring life skills that would be very useful, in my opinion, when you enter the field of medicine already. And so I don't think that anybody who would take a gap year should consider it or should think of it as a setback or something that is not beneficial or something that they would regret in the future. Mm-hmm. Because there is a lot that you can gain with that time that you're giving yourself. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Honestly, I never regret taking a gap year. It was one of the best decisions I've ever made, and I'm glad I went with it. Like at first, especially when I saw my friends like doing all these med school things, I felt bad. But you know, in the long run, when I saw the benefits of it, I was happy. You know, sometimes yeah. I don't really feel that left out now.
So I guess that ends our conversation for this week. If you have any comments, suggestions on things that you want us to talk about, let us know. Hit us up on our Instagram. It's at medcastph. You can follow me also on my personal Instagram. It's at _Arabi. And Karen?
Don't follow me, guys. Just follow you. Just kidding. Okay, you can follow me at Keeping Up With Karen. But just follow medcastph because we need your support.
All right, so that's it for today's episode. This has been Ara
and Karen,
and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye.